Hey, this is William Paul with the Results Show for Backseat Box Office, episode 90-something or other. Coming up on 100, not quite yet, but anyway, it's been a long day yesterday. I just got done working. I feel like I have no sleep, and, you know, big sob story. You didn't come here to listen to me talk about myself. You came here for the movies. So what are the movies? What are the results? We have The Dark Knight Rises at number 1, Total Recall at number 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid coming in at 3, Ice Age 4 in 4, The Watch coming in at 5, and then I do want to mention Step Up Revolution coming in 6. Most likely some people chose that. Okay. So, we have three people who got perfect scores. We have Jeff, Kugron, and Tony. They got The Dark Knight Rises... I was about to say The Dark Knight Returns. Now, that would be a fantastic movie. Then Total Recall, Wimpy Kid, Ice Age, and The Watch, all in the right spots. 25s. And then we move on to BD. He put 1 through 4 in the correct spot. Got Step Up Revolution in 5 instead of The Watch. That is a 24. Then we put Uriah with 23 points. He got 1 through 3 right. Step Up Revolution in 4th rather than 6th, and then The Watch in the right spot. Then we move on to Lena, Father Beast, and Mrs. Beast. They put Total Recall in 1st instead of 2, Dark Knight Rises in 2 instead of 1, but then they got 3 through 5 correct. That gives them 22s all across the board. Then we have Scott, William, and Tad. Now, if I remember correctly, William dittoed Scott. Tad, I'm not sure if he's dittoing either one of the two hosts or went out on his own picking those as his picks by himself. But Tad gave us a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen. Now, as I said, all those results from the voicemail. Those three people got Total Recall, The Dark Knight Rises, Wimpy Kid got that one right, and then Ice Age and The Watch were transposed, so that is a 20 for those three gentlemen. Then we have Mentally, who put The Dark Knight Rises in 1st, Total Recall in 2, The Watch in 3rd instead of 5th, Step Up Revolution in 4th instead of 6th, and then Diary of a Wimpy Kid in 5th instead of 3rd. So, with those being how people predicted, let's go ahead and move on to the results. I'm sorry, not the results, like I said. It's been forever since it feels like I've slept. We go to the leaderboards. We have BD in 1, BD in 1st place, then Jeff in 2nd, Andrew in 3rd, Kugron and Tony tied for 4th, Jonathan in 6th, Lena in 7th, Tad and Uriah tied for 8th, and then we have Art in 10th. I do want to mention in 12th and 13th place we have Scott and William. Scott with a 20.9 average score, William with a 20.8 average score, and so, you know, they're neck and neck, you know. William, to get away from Scott, I would suggest not dittoing him. I mean, it's, you know, simple logic. So, those are our points for the week. That is the leaderboard. We'll go ahead and move on to letting you know what's coming out this weekend. You know what? I forgot to bring it up. I'm completely spacing as to what it is. Let's see if I can just see all the dancing plates, the spinning plates, no, okay, I'm sorry, I can't distract you like that. Let's see, this coming out on Wednesday, there is Hope Springs, then on Friday we have The Bourne Legacy and The Campaign, so those are the movies coming out this weekend. I'm sure on the regular show there will be some discussion of all three, or at least two of the movies. Hope Springs is kind of in a limited wide release. I don't, whatever. I bid you a good day, a good week, a good weekend. Happy predictions.